Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 24.
Purple Monkey
boys.
Show.
24.
Wow. We're getting Woo! Right into it. Right into
go.
It.
Right
week.
Into it. No pauses.
No time. No time to spare.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Kanye West is going to be president of the United States.
He's not even running.
You're
he's
really
just going to be.
A leap now.
No, he's not
he's
even.
Really,
doesn't have to run.
He won the election.
He won the election, and he's currently in office.
Kanye
he
West
is now POTUS.
Is using Trump as his puppet. Confirmed.
He went into the office yesterday and said, okay, time to be president. And then he wrote a song about it and is now on tour.
Then he wrote,
so,
I love
the presidential
it,
tour.
With Lil Pump and got into office.
Lil Pump is the vice president and they both wear their Roblox costumes from the
from
movie.
The show.
And,
from the
when,
movie.
When, that's great.
When Kanye got in there, he was like, I want to name the office after my my wife's backside, but it was already named the Oval Office. So
oh, wow.
So now we have Kim on the podcast. Kim,
hey guys,
Kim, what you...
I think it's like pretty cool, but
wait,
like I don't
actually
think that it's that fun.
Kim Kardashian
to be in the office.
And Kylie Jenner are in the podcast right now.
Yeah, that's me, and I just like getting big throbbing cocks in my eyes.
Gosh, no. This is explicit.
Oh, boy.
Took a turn.
Thank you, Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah. For the worst.
Purple Monkey
better,
Boys, back to you.
Well, to all you monkeys jerking off to that.
Oh, no. It was not actually
no,
Kylie
just
Jenner.
Deep roll. We got to back up.
It was me. It was me
away.
The whole time.
So you're telling me Kylie Jenner wasn't actually on the podcast saying that?
Oh my god. What?
Dude, that was that
doesn't
you
even make
me.
Sense.
I'm sitting right here.
How did you alter your voice?
Oh my god.
They call me the master of disguise.
Pistachio.
That's a funny movie called Throwback. For those of you who've seen Master of Disguise,
the movie.
It's easily the best movie that is ever created.
Wait, but you know what?
It's essentially
else?
About a disguise guy who's a master at it.
Do you know what else could be the greatest movie ever made?
Well,
yeah,
it's dropping on HBO Max. Has been. It's already been dropped. Amy Schumer, pregnancy
oh, yes.
documentary.
Oh,
it's God. Out.
What a classic.
It's out, and
I think possibly
they're telling an arrival to Gone with the Wind and The Godfather.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
Is she? She's just got pregnant, right?
No, she's been
so
pregnant
she hasn't
for
had
a little
she hasn't
while.
Had her baby yet.
No, she's been pregnant.
Oh,
no, she's had her baby,
while.
But this is
okay.
like the docuseries.
I was
gonna
say,
made.
I'm like, she's doing a pregnancy documentary, and she's actually just
so
like a 1 month in. She just found out yesterday.
The troubles of motherhood. Troubles of motherhood.
I thought I was just fat,
fatter,
but
she
I was
realized
pregnant.
She's not actually
she's
pregnant.
Fucking burrito bowl right before.
So it's really about dieting and natural fiber.
I have to eat healthy. That's why I'm cutting down my Big Mac consumption from 40 to 30.
Gosh.
It's the size of my waist.
Oh, you can't say that.
If Ryan's a mini boss, Amy Schumer's the final
oh
boss.
The big Brinkus.
Big Dark Brinkus. Schumer. But yeah,
gosh,
we have not seen it yet, but I believe sometime later we will all be watching this documentary.
I think we'll do a live stream of our reactions. No, we're gonna
oh
copyright
it. I do not feel like recording that.
Hey, that'd be pretty.
We'll check in next week on our Amy Schumer
you need
pregnancy
like,
movie
you need
reaction.
Like 5 terabytes of storage for that one. That wouldn't all fit on one drive.
You need to load every
I mean,
pixel
and that's
of
just
her stomach.
What about the everyone else in the movie fits on one easy?
Oh no. This is becoming a fetish now.
Amy Schumer.
Pregnant belly.
Pregnant fetish.
Oh god.
Oh crap, I forgot to start the timer.
Okay.
Well, it'll be okay, boys.
We'll figure
we're
it out.
We're just gonna wing it.
We'll wing it.
We'll wing it, boys.
We'll wing it.
I'm starting it now, but I think we're like 5 minutes
yeah.
in.
Yeah. About right.
That's probably about right.
If you're Brian. Listening, you can test my accuracy. Are we 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 3? Comment down below
there
what you think the answer
there is.
Like,
no other answers besides those three. Okay?
Like, comment, and subscribe.
When this is not on YouTube.
Oh.
Wow. Still do those things.
Still figure it out.
Figure it out.
Write a long letter to Spotify asking them to add a
we
like.
We should just get a P.O. box and just get fan mail. We're just going to get sent like cocaine
and
stuff. Okay. Well, so here
and
we go.
The
it seems to be some sort of baby powder.
The, the negatives
okay.
of that are?
Well, feel like a baby again,
yeah.
but I don't know what that is. Dude, yep. A P.O. box would be hilarious.
But also would probably not be a good idea.
It would probably be an awful
but
idea.
Who would want to
send
us
send
mail?
Us?
Exactly. It's going to be like, do we get any messages today? Your one that says, piss off, mate.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Cobwebs in the old mailbox.
Fantastic.
I know a lot of YouTubers do that, but yeah, I don't know. You need to have a pretty big fan base for people to actually care to package something, probably make something, and then send it. Probably cost money to send.
Oh, yeah, totally, dude.
Dear Monkey, can you please remove Ryan from the show?
Well, if it's a written letter, we'll do it.
That's like, that's worth
the
work.
You include a little something for us.
Something.
We can make it worth your while.
Maybe 2 tickets to the burlesque show this evening. Maybe we can arrange something.
Oh, yeah.
We can have a fun time together, is what he's saying.
Well, that's
what
fun monkey around. Time.
Monkeying around.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I'm getting at.
Someone peel the banana, if you know what I mean. There we go.
Okay.
We went off the rails there.
We really went, off topic.
Go ahead.
We're going to hop back on.
Hop back on the old monkey train.
I'm just reading this off our list, but I don't know exactly what it means.
No.
We have movie delays. What's being delayed and why?
Okay, so there was one movie I was looking forward to this year. It was the sequel.
So maybe change it to movie delay.
Nudie delay.
One movie I was looking forward to, and it was Halloween Kills, and it got delayed a whole year.
What?
Oh,
Halloween Kills? Is that just just Halloween?
That was the new Michael Myers movie.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
That sounds like every Halloween movie that's
but it's gonna be good.
Two teenagers go to a forest.
You haven't heard of a movie like Christmas Kills, right?
Hanukkah
that
Kills.
Would be a little bit off. I think.
Oh God,
Hanukkah.
Oh Jesus,
jinkies,
zoinks.
Oh no,
zoinks, Scoob.
Like Reggie.
Reggie.
Full of impressions.
Like Scoobs. There's a cock in my ass.
Oh no. Okay.
Holy shit. Speaking of cocks in the ass, there's a way on TikTok
try and tie that
to get pregnant without a cock inside you.
Ryan would know.
So
good job.
Ryan tried out this tutorial by himself and he's expecting.
You can confirm
it works.
So it says
I'm pregnant.
Ingest through the anal orifice?
So there was a video on TikTok that popped up, and it was DIY solo insemination, I believe.
That's tasteful.
I'm familiar with that. That's
right.
Get off the old turkey baster and just
like a 30-second.
I didn't watch the video.
30-second, it'll sound
you,
something
you didn't
like
watch
this.
The video once. You watched it multiple times. You had to be sure.
Oh my God.
And then, just like that, you have a baby.
There you go.
Is that how it works?
As simple as that.
Y'all just fart, and then like it manifests? That's like how you make a baby?
I think so.
Oh.
How do you think it works?
I don't know. You poop in the other person's ass?
You clearly didn't watch the video enough times.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I didn't. All
right. With that being said, we should head over to our monkey funky break. Before giving a big monkey shout out to our epic extreme patrons, Young Pirate One, Lily,
love to
and
see
Timmy
it.
McTim.
Love to see it, Lily.
You guys
and
are
Pirate.
Epic.
Love Pirate. Pirate just got a new cool tattoo.
Love them all. Oh, I just want to hug the dickens out of you guys.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, wow.
And now they file
maybe
for restraining
orders. Right. Your spatial awareness.
See you guys after the monkey break. All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed your monkey break, you silly monkeys.
You silly, goofy little monkeys.
Really just insulting the listeners.
I'm really sorry, guys. Sorry I didn't mean it. One thing I do mean is our money count. Awful transition. Kill me.
That's the worst.
But we're at $10.02.
There we go. Now that
we crossed the threshold.
We've been working a long time to finally get up to double digits.
We finally reached our financial goals. We can now retire.
Then we can quit now.
Bill Gates is sweating right now.
Yeah, this is the last episode of the Monkey Podcast because we've made our $10 off of the sponsorship. Feel
almost
complete.
There.
I feel good.
It's great.
I mean, we do want to walk away $10 each, right? So we're actually
We'll stop at 40.
Yeah, I guess we're stuck with this for a bit longer, but I guess we can't do anything about.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess 100 episodes in, we'll
I guess I'll just read a horse fact right now.
Might as well.
So, there are only four basic horse colors. You have bay, brown, black, and chestnut.
Wow.
Chestnut, so, wow.
You're not going to... Everything else is a variation. You think you see a white horse, you're wrong. It's actually just really light black.
Oh.
Well, that's what it says. I don't know.
You idiot. You don't know the shades of black.
Apparently just a variation. Or the absence of color, which would maybe be white.
Oh,
but
very cool. Yeah, it's
cool horse
Thanks
fact.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
What a horse fact.
That's good. So, once again, Ryan makes no sense writing out our topic list and says the CEO of K-pop is dead.
Yeah.
Who is the CEO of
the
K-pop?
Mayor... Do you want to elaborate on that one, Pat?
Well, okay. The mayor of Seoul has died in
Seoul.
South Korea. Seoul?
Not Seoul.
Seoul. They, Seoul. Well, maybe they should have spelled it right.
God.
No. Maybe.
Okay. So first Ryan's
Not
cultural.
Only do you make fun of the mayor dying, but then you can't even pronounce the name.
The weekly
of
cancel.
Where he was mayor.
There's the weekly cancel.
So sounds like Ryan's
So it looks like we're moving on from
racist.
That topic.
I guess that's what we can take out of that topic. someone want to read out the next one? I feel like I've been taking a lot of these.
Theo,
yeah, you want What's the next one?
Well, bubonic plague.
I don't actually know how to say it, so that's why I don't.
Oh, yeah, I don't really.
Jagdeep?
Jagdeep?
No. The one before.
Naya Rivera.
Naya Rivera?
Right?
Yeah. Oh.
What is that? Is that another
one?
Who was that, Ryan?
Naya Rivera is a star from Glee, the show Glee.
So not a star.
Kind of the worst. But apparently she drowned, and Twitter's having a meltdown because
making fun of drowning people.
So
you're making fun of drowning people. You're really being insensitive.
Well, maybe she should have been on a good show. If she's on a good show, she wouldn't have drowned.
So you're saying if she was on a good show, she wouldn't have drowned?
How awful of you to say.
Her family's
Ryan,
in mourning.
Just because when normal people get in the water, they float to the top like a bloody buffalo, doesn't mean
her family's not very Glee right now, and you're really just adding on to it.
You're making fun of dead people. The amazing governor of Seoul passes away tragically.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, oh my god.
Oh gosh.
Maybe Ryan knows something you don't about the mayor, right?
Your bigotry just made me vomit.
I had to vomit and swallow it back down.
Oh my god. Maybe Ryan is honest.
It's gonna come out the other end later, and that's on you.
If the mayor is anything like BTS, he'll probably just get a clone any day now.
Maybe he's not he's not even the mayor. Maybe he's just maybe he's just Jungkook.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe he's
digging yourself a deeper hole.
Maybe he's Jimin the whole time.
Yeah. Why don't we just get the grave out too?
Yeah. Why don't we say your prayers?
Why don't you buy the coffin as well?
Maybe he's not actually human.
Good point. You know what? Good point.
Oh my.
He might not be.
What is he? Is he a puppet? Is he a mind control?
Could be
a,
well, mind control. If we're speaking about mind control.
Oh.
Wow. Oh boy. Here we go.
Going off on a tangent here.
Why don't we just get to the next topic?
Yeah, we're digging too deep into there. Speaking of deep,
I think
Jagdeep. What about Jagdeep?
Jagdeep.
How deep is
Jagdeep?
I
don't know what that is.
Someone wrote that.
Jagdeep is a Bollywood actor who I thought his name was funny.
So not an actor.
So
I swear, if you're telling us about another person who died,
it's basically like being just a WNBA player. No one really cares, but you're there.
Yes, they died. That's all.
Why? Are you...
There's a lot of deaths, a lot of making fun of people.
A lot of
his name was
trying to lighten people's deaths.
Imagine how the family would feel if they heard you saying these horrific things about their deceased loved ones.
Jagdeep.
I don't think that's the message we want to be putting out there. I think it's time to stop, Ryan. It's time to stop.
Like, no means no.
His name's Jagdeep.
Yeah, no means no.
I mean,
so you're making fun of his name? You're making fun
yes.
of deceased person? Yeah,
he had a funny name. It's a funny name.
It's really disrespectful.
Speaking of death, Ellen had a death hoax, and she's only still alive because Ryan's aim is awful.
Ryan, if you're going to do a job, at least do it right.
Yeah, Ryan.
We do not condone this, by the way. That was a joke.
No, we do not go out to shoot Ellen.
Does not condone any acts of violence.
Does not condone assassinating celebrities in there.
We're going to need a lawyer after this.
It is Ellen. She's kind of the worst.
Wait, so what did she do? I'm actually curious.
Well,
I didn't hear about this.
Didn't die.
She just pretended to be dead?
No, I think there's a thing on Twitter saying
I think she
died.
Didn't pull an opossum. She just kind of lay there.
No, so
she played dead.
She's just being old and like overslept.
Like on the show, she just like they call her in and like Ellen, and then she just does not walk in.
She doesn't come out.
The guest, she had the gravy brown.
What was that one movie where like they had the dead friend and they were like carrying him around everywhere with like sunglasses on and like
yeah, really okay. Disturbing.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's movie.
I think that's Gone with the Wind.
Oh my God.
Is that Wizard of Oz you're talking about?
Didn't Jack Deep play Bernie at Weekend at Bernie's?
Is that Jack and Jill from Adam Sandler?
Oh no. This is great.
They just weakened.
Wasn't there another death hoax? As well? Is Jack there was like Deep. Another there was a couple death
hoaxes,
I think.
They weakened at Bernie. I don't know. Ellen. Hey guys, it's me, Ellen. Just walking around.
Ellen's forced to be a YouTuber, man.
Yo, remember that?
Oh, did you see that?
Remember that?
Brie Larson's
scene in the movie?
A YouTuber now.
Brie what? Larson's a YouTuber?
You see that? She created a YouTube channel.
Okay, is she like a YouTuber or
no.
Is she like Will Smith posts like probably fucking, like movie trailers?
Not movie trailers. No, Will Smith has vlogs and stuff.
He does?
But he doesn't edit anything.
I've never cared.
Like someone else
yeah.
Like films him just doing stuff and
he
edits
just pays
it.
Someone like.
And then he makes extra money than he already
because he does. Because sure he needs a lot more money.
Yeah, he really.
She's like, I'm starting a YouTube channel.
He can buy a 24th hot tub.
Yeah. Did you hear? Apparently, Will Smith won't let the maids in his house look at him directly in his
what?
Eyes. In his eyes.
What?
He's probably faring an Arnold Schwarzenegger situation.
Wait, what?
It's, yeah, they have like, I think a lot of celebrities have that where the rule is the people who clean the house are not allowed to look at them in the eye.
Why? That's so lame. That's,
he won't let Pork and Suela
make
eye contact.
Because they don't like
contact.
To be asked things and they just want to relax. It just seems so stupid though and far fetched.
Yeah, it is stupid.
But whatever. I don't even care.
He's Will Smith.
Cool, dude.
Okay. I just load a silence there for everyone. Take a little break.
Well, we're getting into a heavy one next.
I was telling Wyatt to talk closer to his mic.
You could have just said that out loud.
Quiet. Well, I could have just said it out loud, but you're in the middle of talking. Like, didn't want to interrupt everybody, but like, at the same time, it's an important thing to say. Also, Far Cry 6. No one cares.
Yeah, no one.
Well,
no one cares. I
feel like Far Cry just kind of sucks.
It has.
First, like 4 were pretty good, and then 5 just totally failed. And then they tried to fix 5 by putting like a extended like Far Cry New Dawn that was just absolutely awful.
Why didn't they just make the game good to start?
Exactly.
Just did
that's
that.
It's a funny
New
video.
Dawn was its own
solve
game.
The video game
it's
industry.
It's its own game, but it's not a full. It's like $30.
You know, this series is a Far Cry from what it used to be.
But they have Gustavo Fring. Giancarlo is the main enemy.
Jack Deep?
No. What are you saying?
Shut up. With Jack Deep
in front of dead people.
No one cares about
get
stupid
deep in
Bollywood
your
man.
You don't care about Jack Deep?
I literally had not heard about him until you said, oh, Jack Deep died. I'm like, who? No one cares. I don't even think India cares.
No.
Oh no.
Well, maybe they do.
That is in the
no,
first.
It's really
half.
Hard to keep picking out Ryan now.
It's really hard to aim this at Ryan.
Ryan, why'd you get Theo to this point?
Yeah, why'd you make Theo say that?
Why'd you bring up Doug Deep?
Oh gosh!
God damn it, dude!
All right, do we have anything else? Or is
I think
that, we just
I
ran
think
dry.
I'm happy wrapping this up now.
Okay, Leo on a
wait,
high
did
note,
we talk about the
low note.
Bubonic plague? Is that just
oh,
the
yeah,
little...
bubonic plague.
Yeah,
okay,
bubonic plague.
Okay, that's it. That's our show. Bubonic plague.
Plague is back.
Where's the bubonic plague?
That's just going to be the title, bubonic plague.
What's it though?
One passing mention. Oh, yeah, bubonic plague.
He's back. The plague's back.
Okay.
All right.
You know plague's who isn't back? Jag Deep.
Okay. Oh, gosh, damn it.
God damn it, dude.
This is going to be like the Kobe episode.
Bless up.
Okay. I'm gonna end this with a funny comment.
You know who else had to end this?
Server members.
Jack Deep.
Okay, no, I'm dead now.
Joke's over.
It's over. It's over. On a nice little note, in our server, our member WowX said, "I did the Osama bin Laden to my toilet."
Oh,
thank you, WowX.
I mean, that's
if you would like to join our server
eating.
And I'm gonna talk.
Okay.
Okay.
If you would like to join our server and join in on the fun like Mr. WowX here, go to discord.org, search podcasts, and go to the monkey house. We're just going to monkey
it's
around and wait
that.
For you to join us. It's pretty epic if you ask me.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
With that being said, Once again, thank you to our epic monkey patrons. And we'll see you next time, monkeys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.